Welcome. We appreciate you joining us here today. I'm fortunate to have Tony Petrosian from engineering here, as well as I'm from product marketing, Wynn Johnson. You know, today we're going to be talking about the hybrid cloud, but more specifically about some of the main elements that Microsoft's different from all the other cloud providers. You know, when we think about a hybrid cloud, there's probably four primary components that we look at. One is DevOps and development, integrated management and security, and common identity. But one of the ones that's really important to us is that idea of having a consistent data platform. Tony's here to take us through that in a little bit of a journey and discussion. So Tony, what do you think about the consistent data platform and how important it is around a hybrid cloud?
All right, well, for most of our customers, this is a really key element because they have skills and they have applications. And whatever new applications that they're building, they want to have the ability to build, operate, an environment which includes both the on-premises assets as well as their cloud assets. Because most of our enterprise customers have assets in both places. So being able to have a consistent way of building apps and being able to do consistently deploy and manage their entire IT infrastructure, their applications, their modern apps, their data warehouses, their big data assets, it's really important because it simplifies life for how they move forward. So for us, it's very important to have a platform, a data platform, which is consistent across Azure as well as on-premises. And one of our assets in this space is, of course, SQL Server. And with SQL Server, you really do have the ability to operate on-premises, build applications, manage your data assets with security and the integrity that is necessary for protecting data, and as well as connecting that to Azure for the data assets that you have in Azure and build applications that kind of straddle these both worlds. And they're in both places, yet you have the ability to manage consistently for security, for compliance, for backups, for your HA disaster recovery, and really feel comfortable about that. Again, the import role of data is really critical in any enterprise, and so being able to have this consistent model where you can have compute whenever you need it.
Right.
You can store as much as you want, and you can process in so many different ways. So we have a set of offerings for our customers, which covers both on-premises as well as cloud. And we can start with on-premises. We have SQL Server for all of your data needs, whether you're running analytics workloads, or you're running line of business applications, or you're building predictive models, and you're building futuristic things where you're not just looking at retrospective analytics, but you're also doing predictive analytics. And all of that power you have in SQL. And we also have that for your super analytic workloads where you need a lot of query processing. Of course, we have SQL Server on-premise with our reference architecture that allows you to build huge warehouses and for your analytic workloads. And then when you move to the cloud, we offer several products to cover the same spectrum. But these products also naturally connect with their on-premises brethren because all of it is built on the same engine. So when you move to in an IaaS environment, you can run SQL Server. You can have SQL Server, which is optimized for data warehousing, or you can have SQL Server, which is optimized for your in-memory OLTP applications.
So just from that standpoint, as we look at kind of the consistent data platform, I know that we've looked at kind of three primary areas. You know, it's not about, I want you to explain this to me about this business continuity and how, you know, modern data warehousing fits, and then also this unparalleled analytics.
So we have created a number of features for SQL that allows you to leverage the fact that we have 38 data centers in Azure around the globe.
Right.
So if you have a SQL Server on-premise and you want to have a disaster recovery solution where, you know, what happens if I get hit by a typhoon, or what happens if I get hit by an earthquake, or whatever the
situation
is that, you know, unfortunate disaster might hit you, yeah. You want to have a copy of your database elsewhere. So in the old days, people who were big enterprises and who had the financial means created many data centers in geographically disparate places to protect themselves.
Right.
Well, what if you just can't do that anymore? What if we offer you a more cost-effective way of doing it? So we've built into SQL Server the ability to create replicas, secondary replicas as part of our always-on system in Azure. And it's really simple. You can say, hey, I have a database here. It's a mission critical database. I just want to have a copy of this database in Europe. for safekeeping. I want that database to be asynchronously replicated, and I want that database to be as fresh as possible. Cool. All right? Or you may have some situations where, you know, end of the month comes and you have a database and it's really important database, and you just need some extra capacity to do some query processing because, I don't know, maybe you got hit by an audit.
Right.
So you can create a replica of this database on some giant VM in Azure and go query and analyze without actually disrupting your online system on premises. So SQL Server naturally has the ability now to leverage these assets in Azure because it's integrated to allow you to go into this hybrid mode.
That's awesome. So it takes the peaks off without having to buy for the peaks.
Yeah, you can take the peaks, you can take the security and safety, and again, you manage this in a consistent way with your on-prem assets, right? It's easy to go pop a copy of a database somewhere else,
right.
But having the ability to manage it as part of your infrastructure with the same security and safety policies, that's, I think, really shines the value of the hybrid model that we have.
The customers that are doing some pretty interesting things.
Yeah.
And we always like to talk about them. I didn't know if, you know, when we look at Adam, if there's, you know, some kind of things that we distill out of that experience that they had.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, this is a customer that are looking at it. I want high availability, I want disaster recovery, I don't want to go build data centers. Can I just create copies of my database elsewhere? And the answer is yes. You just go right-click on your database and boom, you get a replica somewhere else. In addition to that, these replicas that you create for HA are usable. You can query them. You can actually run workloads against them in the cloud, and you can spin them up, you can spin them down, you can right-size them so that you really get into a cost-effective way of having compute capacity as well as getting your HA and disaster recovery needs met.
Because it always catches my eye, you know, 10x, 2.5x, these numbers are really phenomenal, especially when you're not giving up anything, you just gain a lot.
Right. So we have the ability to super optimize these things. So you can replicate databases into Azure really fast because we have compression technologies, data movement technologies that really makes this really seamless and easy.
That's awesome.
And then, of course, this is like at the end, you know, you have this processing capabilities, but how do you bring this information and insight to people? So we have systems in the cloud, like Power BI, that allows you to visualize and report against assets in the cloud, assets on-prem. We also have something like SQL Server Reporting Services,
absolutely,
which we have some of the data from that here, which allows you to run reporting service against databases in the cloud or on-prem or both, regardless of where each of these things are running, and it just seamlessly works. So if you choose to replicate a database to the cloud, and you can run a reporting service, and you can, you know, party.
So if I'm really good at doing that on-prem, all my skills transfer.
Yes,
That's awesome. Take me through this kind of structure around our data warehousing. Just, you know, I know you mentioned it a little bit before, but I kind of wanted to get this kind of top line view of how this fits in to this idea of consistency in our data platform.
Right. So again, you know, having consistency across cloud and on-premises, and we start with a database like SQL Server, which has tremendous capabilities with in-memory technologies, column store technologies for query processing, and then we also bring that into the cloud with our Azure SQL Data Warehouse. And so you can have your traditional relational data. But we also have big data processing capabilities with Hadoop and so on, so that you can connect these big data world where your IoT data is living and your relational data. And we've created the capabilities like Polybase that allows you to run queries against two sets of data at the, you know, without movement of the data in between systems. So whether you're an Apache Hadoop user or Spark, or you're using a data lake or using SQL Server, these worlds are connected to each other and also straddle on-premises and cloud. So you can build cost-effective solutions across.
So take me a little bit deeper into Polybase, because I think it's one of those kinds of capabilities that's really powerful as we start looking at this hybrid cloud idea.
So the notion of a Polybase is that you can write SQL queries. And Polybase is a feature of SQL Server 2016 that was introduced, and it's in our data warehouse, where If you have some data which is in Hadoop and you have a query which needs data both from the Hadoop side of the house as well as your relational, and you need to join the data, for example, I want to give a discount to good drivers, and how do I get the driving information from my IoT data and marry that data with policyholder data? Well, you can use Polybase to basically run queries against two systems with a single result without having to move data. So this is the really cool technologies, and you can do this on-prem, you can do this in the cloud, you can do this in Azure, and or both.
That theme sounds very consistent.
Yes.
It's very powerful. Maybe take us through the thing that's close to my heart is analytics.
Right.
We hear about it a lot.
So I think the notion of the analytics is really awesome when you think about moving from the traditional data warehousing and BI, where you look at the history and the past to try to figure out what to do in the future. But now you can actually bring that intelligence with machine learning capabilities into the database, into the data, and be able to do predictive analytics so that you can take the intelligence from the human and codify it and stuff it in the app and run it near the data. And that's the capabilities that we have with the introduction of our services into SQL Server and our capabilities in Azure with machine learning, with cognitive services, and ability to process big data assets to make sense of it and be able to make better judgments about the past and also better prediction about the future.
You know, the one thing that kind of comes to mind when I hear this is that we're really taking the analytics to the data versus the old way where we take the data to the analytics.
It's really difficult to give a giant data set to your data scientists.
Right.
It's a lot easier to allow the data scientists to operate where the data is.
Right.
So this is really the notion that bringing the analytics to the data makes you a lot more powerful in what you can do, especially in operationalizing models, right?
Right.
Your analytics models into the applications. So it's been simplified. And again, you can do this on premises, you can do it in Azure, you can do it across consistently.
So just to be really clear, I can run my analytics in a SQL database, in database without moving any of the data.
Yeah, you can build an R model and deploy it into SQL Server as a stored procedure and execute it along with your T-SQL on top of the data. Let's say you're doing credit scoring or fraud detection. You can do it real time on the transactions right then and there.
Who could want anything more?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
All right, so... We're going to do a demo, and we're going to have Marco come here and show how easy it is to connect your on-premises world to Azure with SQL.
I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
All right, Marco.
Hello, everyone. My name is Marco Hotti, and I'm a Senior Technical Product Manager for Microsoft SQL Server. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to create an availability group, and I'm going to use a SQL Server Management Studio and show you how easy it is actually to add Azure integration to your availability groups. So I start the new availability group wizard, and I give the availability group a name. Let's say global CRM HADR. And then I'm going to pick the databases that I want to put into the availability group. So I'm going to choose global CRM DB and global CRM data warehouse for this. And in the next dialog, I'm going to add the Seattle data center here. And I want to deploy a third data center in Western European region in an Azure VM. And I can do it very easily and seamlessly by using the Add Azure Replica wizard that's I'm going to show you next. So I'm already logged into my Azure account, which allows me to provision different kind of services in the cloud. And here you can see you can use the Microsoft Azure connectivity tool to choose the private virtual network that I have already provisioned in the Western European area. I can easily choose the VM size and VM settings for my database. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose the SQL Server 2016 RTM Enterprise template, which means that when I create the VM, so SQL Server will be automatically provisioned in the Windows Server. I can also choose the VM size, and I can give all the details about my Azure VM, like virtual machine name, VM reports, and all the information about the domain and so on. And once I deploy this, which is going to take a few minutes, I have an availability group with Azure integration to cloud in Western Europe. What I'm also going to do is I'm going to enable readable secondaries in the Western European region so that my Western European users can use that as a data source for their mobile BI reports. And I have actually already implemented it for another database, which is called Worldwide Retail. So here you see availability group dashboard where I can see that my worldwide retail data warehouse database has been provisioned for four different nodes, and it's using the Western European server as well. Let's take a look at the Azure portal so we can see that it's actually in the Western European region. So I open my Azure portal, and as you can see, the WE reports virtual machine is in Western Europe. Okay, so what I just did is I have implemented high availability and a disaster recovery environment for my mission critical databases and data warehouses. And I've also a readable secondary in Western Europe so that I can run reports against that. And actually, what I have done already is I have implemented SQL Server 2016 reporting services and analysis services, which are additional components of SQL Server that are already in that readable secondary in Western Europe, so that I can build a full BI solution with modern reports, paginated reports, and also mobile BI reports. And what I actually have here is Eastern Europe retail sales report. Let's take a look at some other reports. This company has also a store in Helsinki, so I'm going to open the Helsinki store report. As you can see here, some details about how the sales is going over there. And they also have a mobile BI report that I'm going to show here. And this also works with iPhone. So iPhone can connect, or your mobile device can connect to the reporting services instance in the cloud. Using the Power BI mobile application that I have installed in my mobile phone, and you can run the report using that. So what I just showed you is, first of all, how to leverage always-on availability groups and readable secondaries to improve the high availability and disaster recovery for your mission-critical applications, and also how to leverage the readable secondary in the cloud for mobile BI. Thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed the demo.
All right, so that was awesome. Thanks, Marco. You know, with the demo shows how you can just leverage data centers to bring capacity for your disaster recovery geographically dispersed around the globe, and locality for your reports so people get fast reports. And it all nicely, seamlessly fits across on-premises and Azure.
You know, I think in just a time together, Tony, you've helped me understand how consistent data really does fit into the hybrid cloud, and how it empowers people to do new and great things. I can't wait to pull that dashboard up on my iPhone and just see how they're doing in Helsinki. Right. We appreciate your time today. We hope that you gained some great insight around the hybrid cloud and data consistency across it. And if you want to learn more, you can refer to the www.microsoft.com/hybrid. Thank you.
Thank you.